Well, today we have the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, which is the Beatitudes, the gateway to the Sermon on the Mount. Many people have said that the Beatitudes summarize all of the Lord's teachings in just a few sentences, that it is the sort of the synthesis of the Lord's teaching in the Gospels. He gives us the Beatitudes, which means those who would be blessed if they lived this spirituality. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says. To be poor in spirit, many of the saints have commented on this. It has to do with being detached from the things of this world, to be more attached to God. To be poor in spirit means to be trustful, to have that spiritual childhood that Saint Therese often talked about. To be little, to be trusting, to be completely dependent on God, to be poor in spirit. Then Jesus says, blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. To be mournful means to first have sorrow for your own sins, and then to have sorrow for the sins of the world, to think of the abortions or the terrorism, the immorality of the world, to be pained, to suffer spiritually and emotionally over the sins of the world, and to offer God reparation for the sins of the world. That's what it means for those who mourn. They mourn for their own sins and for the sins of the world. Then Jesus says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Meekness is a virtue, like humility, gentleness, patience. And when it says they will inherit the earth was always seen as an image of the heavenly fatherland. Then, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they will be satisfied. Righteousness in Scripture is another word for holiness. So Jesus says we should hunger and thirst for holiness, not just desire it in a vague way, but truly hunger and thirst for righteousness and holiness. Number five, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If you want to receive God's mercy, we're called to be merciful towards others. We set the standards. We have in the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. To the same extent and degree that we forgive, God will forgive us. To the same extent that we're merciful, God will be merciful to us. So blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. During this year of mercy, that's what we should be focusing on, doing the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Number six, blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. The pure of heart. Not only see God in the beatific vision, but even see God through faith in this world. Why do some of our young people lose their faith in high school or college? Perhaps one of the reasons is because they lose their purity of heart. And because of that, sin begins to cloud their vision and they lose their faith. Oftentimes when you talk to people who used to be Catholic or used to be Christian, you find out that years before they had lost their purity of heart. And therefore, they could no longer see God in this world. Number seven, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. To be a peacemaker in the family, in the marriage, in the home, in the workplace, is truly, Jesus says, to be blessed. And then the last beatitude, number eight, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And when blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely on my account, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. So Jesus is saying, blessed are those who are persecuted for trying to be holy, trying to be righteous, trying to be close to God and following the commandments. If you're persecuted for being a Christian, Jesus says, rejoice, for your reward will be great in heaven. And notice how these eight Beatitudes really are so much contradictory to the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world, when you think of secularism or secular hedonism, we think the world does not encourage poverty of spirit, or sorrow for sins, or meekness, or humility, or gentleness, or a desire for holiness, or purity of heart, or mercy, or being a peacemaker. The world has the opposite standards for all those, telling people to just do the opposite from all of these teachings of Jesus. But if we want to know what is the summary of the Gospels, we go to the Beatitudes. It's a good way to examine your conscience before confession. Not only read through the Ten Commandments, but read through prayerfully the Beatitudes.